From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's Earthquake Association administration says a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site, but it's not clear if it was resulting from a nuclear blast. Meantime, China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power, and that is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
Meantime, the U.S. military says B-1 bombers from Guam and fighter escorts from Japan flew in international airspace over waters east of North Korea Saturday. There are some verbal fireworks at the U.N. General Assembly as the foreign minister of North Korea, Ri Yong-ho, called President Trump a mentally deranged person who is on a suicide mission. Delegates audibly applauded what he said at the end of his comments. Mr. Trump had called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man earlier in the week and said that he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. Puerto Rico's governor met with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged early this week by Hurricane Maria and discussed urgent need for their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. This is VOA News.